Welcome back to the Ringel High Gymnasium here. This is Lyle Heft along with Alicia Mullen. We'll bring you the fourth quarter action here of the Haines Glacier Bears Wrangell Wolves. Glacier Bears have the basketball. They're down 32-17. Just beginning this fourth quarter of action. Over to Badger, left-hand side down to Lynch. Lynch is kind of running the offense a little bit out the top. Badgers move to a wing. Over to Swinton on the baseline. Puts up the shot. No. Rebound comes back down. Dingwall, he'll bring it up quick. He doesn't waste any time. He's all the way across. Spin move. He's going to be called for the travel on it. A little out of control there as he wanted to go to the hoop here. Glacier Bears will hit the ball. Still full court pressure by the Wolves. They get the ball back into Lynch. Lynch is on the dribble. Goes right-hand side to Green. Green wants to go inside to Badger, who got a nice lay-in out of a little bit ago. Back to Swinton. He puts up the three. No fight for the rebound. Green rips it away. He puts it back up, and now he's going to draw the foul. Nice work that time by Green. He was able to rip that ball away from him, and then Tyler Gillen was going to be whistled for it, and that'll be his third personal foul, so it's going to send Green to the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. He is 0 for 2 there so far tonight, has yet to score in the ball game. He needs to get a couple of these to go here. He's got
two
the ball
nice.
Now. Shots up on its way, nothing but net, so that's the way to go, and that's his first point of the evening. Substitution coming up off the bench real quick. Looks like they're going to send Dow into the ball game. Dow will get some play and time here in this fourth quarter. 32-18 to score. Wrangell with the lead. Second shot bounces off the rim. No. Rebound comes back down to the Wolves, and they'll quickly get it up the court. Stokes comes down the left-hand side, makes a move. Badger puts some defense on. Stokes steps over the top of him and gets his seventh point of the evening. Extends the lead a little bit. 7-12 to go in the basketball game. Lynch almost loses it, but Badger comes up with it. Coach Fossman's letting Lynch run the offense a little bit tonight, as Badger ran it pretty much all last night and a little bit of this game, but he's got to give some experience to somebody else, and that's what he's doing. Lynch out at the top. Looks for Sage, standing at the free throw line, hands up. They can't get the ball to him. Now they go to baseline to Swinton. Almost knocked away, though, as Badger comes up with it. Lynch wasn't able to handle it, but Badger got there. Back to Badger, back to Lynch. Left-hand side to Green. They want to go to the baseline to Swinton. Stops. He wants the baseline. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Looks like it's going to be 1-5. That'll be Davis Dow. That'll be his second personal foul, and that's going to put the ball underneath in the ring. Haines Glacier Bears have it. Looking. Now they get the ball back in. It's knocked out of bounds by Dow, however, there was Swinton. Tried to bounce it over to Lynch on the right-hand side, but Dow got a hand on it. So they'll inbound right in front of the Glacier Bear bench there. 6:35 to go in the basketball game. Swinton with the ball, holding high over his head, gets it back into Badger. Badger's double-teamed in the corner. He comes back out to Lynch. A lot of pressure on Lynch by Howell, but he drops back. Back to Swinton, puts up the long three. No rebound, fought for underneath. And it's going to go to the Glacier Bears off of White. Swinton sets it up on the right-hand side. Glacier Bears moving. Goes over to Lynch. He put up a long three from the baseline. He's got it. So Keanu Lynch picks up his sixth point of the evening. And a nice little inbounds pass, and nobody picked him up. And Lynch buried the three. 21-34 is the score. 13-point lead by the Wolves. Going hard to the hoop, however, that time is Bryce Gerald, and he picks up his sixth point of the ball game. Comes down to Lynch. Lynch goes down the lane, almost loses it back to Green. Green wants to go to the hoop. Now there's going to be a foul on it. I think it's going to be on Dingwall. It looked like it was going to be. He was the only one around there, and Green wanted to go hard to the hoop, but was foul on it. Glacier Bears had the basketball, 15 foul on the Wrangell Wolves right now, so a bit before they get to shoot. Glacier Bears out at the top. Lynch, left-hand side. Badger, three-pointer on the way. No rebound. Fought for underneath. Comes up with Swinton up and in. Swinton just went up hard and was able to rip that one away, and that's Swinton's sixth point of the basketball game. And the Badgers, and Badger puts a little pressure on Stokes. Comes down the side. Stokes, jumper off the big screen, and he's got it. Blake Stokes has got 9 points in the ball game now. He used that screen nicely that time. Goes to Badger. Knocked away, however, by Dow. Dow's on the dribble. Stops. Kicks the ball back to Al. He puts it up and in. So they made the steal. Two dribbles and a pass, and they got the lay-in out of it. Extend the lead by 17 now. Wolves lead by 17. Goes to Sage. Over to Badger. Wanted the shot. Didn't take it, however. Comes back to Green. He's got the shot. Now they go to Swinton. Baseline right-hand side off the rim. No. Rebound down to Stokes. And quickly up the court come the Wolves. Kicks the ball back out. And Dingwall goes hard to the hoop, but it's knocked off of, well, Green got a hand on it, and it looked like it could have been off of Dingwall or either one, but substitution, Dingwall's coming out of the ball game. Looks like Audison's coming back into the ball game, and Acuna for the Wolves. Dow with the ball under their basket, left-hand side. Goes to Stokes. He takes the dribble. Badger tries to make the steal, but Stokes just backs it out a little bit, and he'll shoot the long three, and he's got it. Blake Stokes has got 12 points in the ball game. He'd give him a little room, and he'll fire it up. Comes back out to Green. Looks like we're going to take a timeout here for the Glacier Bears. Let's see what it's going to be. It looks like it's going to be a full timeout here. So with that, what we're going to do is turn it back to KHNS Studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute. Gymnasium here. We're just 4:42 from the end of this basketball game here. The Wolves have kind of exploded here a little bit in the fourth quarter. 43-23 here as they've made a number of steals lately and got some easy buckets out of it. Glacier Bears with the basketball here. They'll get it back into Lynch. 2-3 zone defense by the Wolves, but they're not going to extend it out too far. Now they do. Anytime it goes to the wing, they extend it way out. Goes back to Swinton, who's double-teamed. Finally gets it out to Green. Green takes a couple dribbles, puts up the shot, partially checked, however, and Gerald comes down with it. Bryce Gerald keeps the dribble now, and he'll let the Wolves set up their offense. They go to Dow. Dow stops, puts up the shot, in, out, out, and back in. So Davis Dow picks up his first 2 points of the basketball game. Goes to Lynch, over to Badger, three-pointer right-hand side off the side of the iron, rebound fought for underneath. Who comes up with it? Goes back to Sage as Green just kind of threw it back inside, and Hudson Sage was right there, caught it right in his stomach, put up the shot, was able to draw the foul on it, and the foul's going to be Otis, and that'll be his fourth personal foul. Looks like Klinger's going to come off the bench for the Glacier Bears at the next chance here. Two shots by Sage has yet to score in the ball game. First chance for him from the free throw line. Thoughts on its way, bounces around. Oh, hit both sides of the rim and just didn't go in. Looks like Klinger's going to come in for the shooter here. So if Sage wants to stay in the game, he needs to miss because then, right. Then he can't get right in. So I don't know. I'm sure Hudson will go, and he goes for it. He does. Goes off the right hand side to Audison. He'll get it back into the hands of the Wolves, and they'll bring it across the half court line. Gerald comes up on the dribble, stops, kicks the ball back out. Dowell's long three-pointer off the iron. No rebound fought for underneath. And coming up with the ball is Badger finally as the ball is on the floor. Now Badger will bring it across the half-court line. Goes to Swinton. Baseline puts up a little shot in and out. No rebound down to Audison. Audison gets the ball back into Stokes' hands. 3:30 to go in the basketball game here. Marengo has the ball and the lead, 45-23. Stokes stops. Another three-pointer on the way. He made that last time. Missed this one, however. Fight for the ball on the floor. And we're going to have a jump ball out of it. Possession arrow is going to go to the Wrangell Wolves. Now Klinger will get off the bench and come in. And who's coming out here? I'm trying to make up their mind. Looks like, looks like Green's going to take a seat. All right. So they got it out. Klinger's giving directions out there where he wants everybody to go here. So the Glacier Bears go with the tallest team they've got right now out on the court with Sage and Swinton and Klinger out there. Acuna inbounds right-hand side. Looks like Gerald's going to come out of the ball game to a fine hand here. He finished the ball game with 6 points here tonight. Comes back out, shots on its way by the Wolves, rolls around, doesn't go as Armstrong checked in there at that last opportunity. Comes back down, goes left-hand side, back to Lynch. Lynch is on the dribble, goes over to Sage. Comes back out at the baseline. They're giving that shot to Swinton, and he's able to get that one to go. So Swinton's got his ninth point of the ball game, because they're pretty much giving up that baseline shot to him, and he's been able to bury a couple of them. Comes back out to Stokes. He goes right-hand side, loses control, goes out of bounds. Glacier Bears are going to have the ball right in front of Rangel's bench. Comes back into Lynch. 2:55 to go in the ball game. 45-26 is the score. Rangel with the lead. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Back to Sage. Back to that baseline again. They go to Klinger. He puts it up a little bit too hard off the glass as he was down inside. And rebound ends up in the hands of Odison for the Wolves. Back out. Stokes will bring it across the half-court line. Badger puts some pressure on, but Stokes handles it. Comes down the right-hand side now. Badger's going to be whistled for it. And that'll be Jordan Badger's first personal foul. And looks like Green's going to come back into the ball game now. That'll send Stokes to the free throw line. He was 1-for-2 last night from there. And this is his first opportunity. And it looks like Sage is going to take a seat here. Stokes at the free throw line has 12 points so far. This one's on its way, and he's got it. So he picks up another one from the line, and he's got 13 points so far this evening. Steps up, takes his mark on the line. Shots up on the way. This one's back to the back of the iron. No rebound, comes down to Klinger, and he gets the ball quickly up to the Glacier Bears' Badger. Badger comes back to the top to Green, holds it high over his head, goes right inside to Swinton, has the baseline. Stokes cuts it off this time, however, so Swinton's got to bring the ball back out, gets it to Badger, and they'll bring it back out to Lynch. Lynch goes back inside to Klinger, turnaround, shot from about six, and he's got it. Kyle Klinger that time got the first 2 points of the ball game there as they went just inside the free throw line. He turned around, nobody was there. Of course, at 6'8", he's pretty much over everybody else, and he put it up and got it to go. Wolves bring the ball back down. Stokes out at the top. He'll go right-hand side. They're just being a little patient on their offense now. Ball's back in the hands of Stokes here. Now there's going to be a whistle on it. He's called for a drag in his pivot foot. I'm not quite sure. I didn't see it anyway, but the official did. 1:50 to go here.
He's not too happy about that either.
No.
I don't think he saw it either.
1:50 to go in the ball game. Glacier Bears with the basketball. Looks like Stokes is coming out of the ball game. Goes back into Green, over to Swinton, baseline, back out to Lynch. All over and back inside to Klinger. Two dribbles, stops, puts up the shot about six, a little bit too hard. Fight for it underneath. There's going to be a foul on it. Foul's going to be on Green, I think. If it is, it'll be his fourth.
It's going to be a push on Green.
I think they're probably right there. So we're going to walk to the other end here and be shooting some free throws here. It looks like to me anyway, but...
I think it'll be Arthur Acuna shooting, and he'll be his first trip. So,
Well, the Wolves, with Stokes sitting on the bench now and, of course, taking out Odison, and there's really no reason they're bringing up. Coach Ray Stokes is bringing some players off the bench now that can finish out the rest of the ball game here. Acuna at the free throw line. First shot off the back of the iron. No, comes down hard. Rebound fought for, and they're going to be tied up here. So Arthur Acuna not able to get in the scorebook here. Had a chance there. Looks like it's going to be Glacier Bear ball on the alternating possession. Gives it out to Lynch. Lynch brings it across half-court line back to Badger, but they step up quick that time. They're not going to give him that three-point shot. Goes to Green, back into Lynch. Lynch drives down the right-hand side, but he's going to be called for the travel as he drug his pivot foot. 1:23 to go in the game here. Glacier Bears now, they're going to put a little full-court pressure on, get to practice a couple different things here. The outcome, we already know Rangel's going to win it, but Glacier Bears have a chance to work on some stuff. They try for the trap on the right-hand side, but Swinton doesn't get there in time. He's going to be whistled for it. And if that's the case, that'll send the Rangel Wolves back to the free throw line, and that'll be Swinton's second foul, and then back at the free throw line are the Rangel Wolves. Glacier Bears just working on their press right now, trying a few things out. At the free throw line is Miller. Miller's got one more shot on it. Bounces the ball here a couple of times. Shot's up on its way. He's got it. So he picks up one from the free throw, and he's in the book, of course. And quickly down comes Lynch, and he'll come across the half-court line. They go a left-hand side to Badger. They come out double-teaming. They're not going to let him have that. Green tries to go inside with the pass, but there's going to be a foul on it. Green got the ball in there, and Rangel likes the double-team. And, boy, as soon as that pass went in there, they were right on top of him, and Allen's going to pick up his second personal foul on it. That's Rangel's kind of bread-and-butter thing here, is they like to double-team and then force either a bad pass or they lose the basketball on it. Green at the free throw line for the Glacier Bears. This one's up and good. So he picks up another one from the free throw line, and he's got 2 points in the ballgame. His other point coming from the free throw line is he is 2 for 5 from there. He'll get another chance here. 1:10 to go in the basketball game. Green bounces it a couple of times. Shot is up on its way. This one's going to be short. You can see it from here. Our view is great, and I could see that one was going to be short before it even got there. Glacier Bears full court pressure now. They come right-hand side, get it inside, try for the trap. Don't get it, however, as Dingwall brings it up across the half-court line. Acuna on the dribble. He comes to the baseline. Still on the dribble, keeps it going, reverses it back. He'll bring it back out to Dingwall. He's on the dribble. They'll come back. Long three-pointer off the back of the iron. No, was Allen, but the Wolves come up with it. 50 seconds to go in the ballgame. Long cross-court pass to Miller. Miller's on the dribble out at the top. Works in good defense. And now there's going to be a foul on it. And looks like it's going to be on Miller. Good defense that time by Swenton as he stayed right squared in front of him the whole time. And Miller's going to be called for the push-off on it. Lynch up across the half-court line. 2-3 zone by the Wolves. Right-hand side or left-hand side to Badger, trapped in the corner, however, Swenton pulls the ball high over his head. Now he'll get it back out to Lynch. Reverses around to Green. Green stops, can't find anybody. Back to Lynch. Over to Badger, wanted the three-pointer, steps inside, takes a two, misses, however. Acuna comes down with the rebound. They kicks it back out, and the shot is missed by Armstrong as they went hard to the hoop here. And the ball is going to go back to the Glacier Bears with 16.2 seconds to go in the basketball game. Rangel is kind of sagging back in that 2-3 zone. Glacier Bears coming down left-hand side to Badger. Wanted to put up the shot, doesn't get it. Now I break out to Lynch, comes to the top. He stops. He's got the shot, but now he alley-oops inside. It's going to be tapped and controlled. He's on the line. Dingwall was stepping on the line, was able to tap it back in, but the ball is going to go back to the Glacier Bears with 2.1 seconds to go. Swenton gets the ball back into Badger, out to Lynch, fires up the three, and he gets it right at the buzzer. It just kind of landed in his hand, and he just fired it up and let it go, and it went in. So the Glacier Bears are going to finish the basketball game with 32 points, and the Rangel Wolves are going to finish it with 47. Well, Rangel coming away with a couple of wins here in opening conference play for the Haynes Glacier Bears and the Rangel Wolves here. I'll run down the score sheet here real quick here. Take a look where we're at. Aaron Howell finished the ball game with 5 points, 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Nikki Otteson finished with 6 points, 2 for 4 from the line. Blake Stokes finished with 13 points, 1 for 2 from the line. Bryce Gerald, the leading scorer last night, finished the ball game with 6 points, was 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Tyler Gillen finished with 13 points, was 1 for 3 from the line. Mason Dingwall had 1 point, that coming from the free throw line as he was 1 for 6. Arthur Acuna missed one from the line. Davis Dow picked up a couple of points. He missed one from the free throw line. Jaron Allen got into the ballgame, didn't score. Dawson Miller picked up one from the free throw line. And Sam Armstrong checked into the ballgame, did not score. For the Haynes Glacier Bears, Kyle Klinger finished the ballgame with 2 points. Got into a bit of foul trouble, had to sit an awful long time. Jordan Badger finished with 5 points in the game. He was 0 for 2 from the free throw line. Josh Stearns picked up 4 fouls, had to sit down 2 for quite a bit of time. He finished with 5 points, and 2 of those coming from the free throw line. Lynch picked up 9 points, getting those 3 right at the buzzer. And Matthew Green finished the ball game with 2 points. He got those coming from the free throw line as he was 2 for 7. Swenton come off the bench for the Haynes Glacier Bears. Got 9 points in the ball game. A lot of those coming off that baseline. They just didn't come out and pick him up. He squared up and got some good shots. They made a few adjustments a little later on in the game, and he wasn't able to get those to go, but he was in the right spot at the right time. Hudson Sage checked into the ball game too. did not score in the game, however. So the Haynes Glacier Bears are going to finish with 32 points, and the Wrangell Wolves with 47 points.
Yeah, and taking a look at free throws as far as shooting percentages, the Haynes Glacier Bears were at 5 out of 22 for their free throws. Wrangell was 9 out of 23. So neither team really did really good at the free throw line. Definitely something to be improved upon for future games. And then looking at fouls, Wrangell ends the game with 22 team fouls total, and Haynes ending with 18 team fouls for the night.
Well, the Haynes Glacier Bears, the JVs, had quite good games here as it was close here. We had a double overtime game here. That's the reason we didn't get started on time, but Wrangell finally coming out on top by a score of 67-60 in that one. Glacier Bears got into a bit of foul trouble and spent most of the time with only four players in that second overtime, then actually got down to three players, and that's when Wrangell was able to take advantage of it and win the ball game there. We want to remind folks up there in Haynes, too, that Whitehorse and Juneau will be coming to town next weekend for kind of a round-robin thing. Lots of basketball games going to be played on Friday and Saturday, as both those teams are bringing at least two teams, boys and girls, so there's going to be a lot of basketball in Haynes. Again, the Glacier Bears going down to defeat here tonight by a score of 47-32, and our Glacier Bears, of course, headed back home tomorrow on the ferry. And I want to thank Alicia for her help there. It was great here to get a chance to work with you on that, and I know you wanted to get a little experience out of it, and that worked too, so appreciate that.
It was a blast working with you, Lyle.
All right, well, great, and again, thanks a lot, folks, back there in Haynes, and we'll talk to you when we get back to town.